Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. I am very aware it might be surprising for many of you to see me up here today, because you probably still see me as a little girl running around the halls of the church with my three older brothers. But I am, in fact, 18, and I'm about to go to college, which is definitely shocking to me, and I know even more so to my parents. I have spent my whole life growing up at St. Luke's. I was baptized here at 3 months old and have spent almost every Sunday since in this place. To have the opportunity to be up here today means so much to me. I hope I can give back to everyone listening today even a fraction of what this church has gifted me over the past 18 years. St. Luke's has left such a beautiful, indelible imprint on my soul that I will carry with me forever. Starting a new chapter of life can be challenging and quite frightening. Not just going to college, like I am, but starting a new job, moving houses, or just changing your daily routine comes with a lot of nerves. That is why I think it is so important to have a strong community backing us all throughout all of our life changes. St. Luke's is exactly that for me. Everyone here is so welcoming, and the place itself is comforting and gives me a sense of hominess, which is a very hard feat. This idea of having a strong community behind you is very prevalent in today's gospel reading. The whole passage is a prayer Jesus was saying for his disciples. John was able to record this prayer Jesus was saying. I find it very inspiring that Jesus actually prays about us. Jesus is praying because he knows he is about to die, and he is praying that God may watch over his disciples. The reoccurring word, one, shows how Jesus prays for the unity of his disciples, emphasizing the importance of oneness among believers. Jesus says in the gospel, "Father, protect them, so that they may be one as we are one." And not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost. This community, or the oneness, John describes, is not superficial, but rooted in a shared faith and love for God. Such a witness serves as a powerful testimony to the world and allows for collaboration in fulfilling God's purposes. Jesus makes it clear that our unity and the quality of community helps to make God's presence known. It is refreshing to know that when I come back from college, I will still have this strong St. Luke's community waiting for me. And as I am away, I know this community is praying and hoping for the best. When I was little, I used to think that Jesus lived in that little opening up there above the broad step. I always wanted him to come out of his little home when we were praying. I felt safe here because I knew that I was so close to Jesus' house. I wanted Jesus to think that we were all doing a good job. Now that I'm older, though, I realized this safe place of belonging doesn't mean that we don't have pain and struggles. In fact, one time, Father Dan gave a sermon about how people didn't recognize evil, and I said to my brother, "Don't you think the horns and the pitchfork would give it away?" But evil is tricky and can be disguised. During Jesus' prayer, he also asks that we are protected from the evil one. This prayer acknowledges the spiritual battles believers face and underscores the need for divine protection and guidance. Our pain is real and justified. Sorrow and grief are parts of our lives. But Jesus deploys himself through others to comfort us. Our Christian community provides a supportive environment where we can stand together through suffering to love and encourage and support each other. It can be challenging when going through transitions to stay rooted in what you know, in your morals. But having a community that is there to push you is good. The Bible mentions community over 200 times. This proves how our faith is more effective together. You can't be a Christian alone. We can try to pray and live out our faith by ourselves, but we will only get so far. We need each other to live out our faith properly. I am not joking when I say that the hardest thing for me about leaving for college is leaving my church. I am really heartbroken that I will be away from this community that has helped me so much. But John's gospel reminds me that we are all connected to Christ. We can find community in all kinds of ways through Jesus, the one who prays for us and is in us. At my school, before every class, we pray. And at the end of the prayer, the teacher says, "Domini Sumus," and the students repeat, "We are the Lord's," which is the Latin meaning of Domini Sumus. The saying Domini Sumus has become the motto of my school and is plastered all around the walls there. My school website says, "Our motto, Domini Sumus, is an important reminder that we are called to be Christ to others, to be witnesses of the gospel, and to serve those who are most in need by our actions and our words." This core value from my school exemplifies the greater meaning of how we are all one. God has taught me the gift of community through my school and St. Luke's, but it is all rooted in Christ. I can carry this importance of belonging within community with me onto college. Because of my experience in this community, I have learned that even with all the violence going on in the world, we can be sure that we are God's gift to each other, and that God's presence is eternal in our struggles. I will forever be grateful for this church and the relationships I formed with people of all ages. This community transcends beyond the walls of the church. This building has facilitated Christ-like relationships that I can carry on with me for the rest of my life. Most people are not lucky enough to say they have ever experienced anything similar to what I experience every single Sunday at St. Luke's. Words cannot describe how appreciative I am to this church community. You have surrounded me since birth. I hope that each of you finds the same comfort, love, and sense of belonging in our community that I have. Our space is beautiful, but our community is not defined by these walls. Our community is our connection to each other and to the love of God that comes through our love of each other. "I have been glorified through them," Jesus says in today's gospel. Think about that. Jesus is glorified through us. It is through each of us that Jesus lived and loves the world. You have all helped me feel God's love and become the person I am today. That is a really significant thing. I will go to college knowing the importance of a community that loves and honors each other. I do not take this community for granted. Thank you for letting me grow up in an environment like this. I pray that we all may continue to be one in Christ through community, so that we may know the encompassing nature of God's love for us. Amen.